WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The man known as America's mayor for his leadership during 9/11 is in dire financial straits because of an avalanche of big legal bills. Coming to his aid, former President Trump hosting a $100,000 per plate fundraiser for Rudy Giuliani.
A longtime Trump ally, Giuliani, who also served as Trump's lawyer, is facing a barrage of legal fees. Giuliani's son, Andrew, said in a radio interview that the event was expected to raise more than $1 million for his father. To generate cash, Giuliani has hawked autographed 9/11 shirts, pitched sandals sold by an election denier, and joined Cameo, a service where celebrities record short videos for profit. In July, Giuliani put his Manhattan apartment up for sale for $6.5 million. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro says he will appeal his contempt of Congress conviction for ignoring a subpoena in the January 6th investigation. Navarro argues that he was shielded by executive privilege.
I said from the beginning, this is going to the Supreme Court. I said from the beginning, I am willing to go to prison to settle this issue. I'm willing to do that. But I also know that the likelihood of me going to prison is relatively small because we are right on this issue.
Navarro was charged with two misdemeanor counts, both punishable by up to a year in prison. Texas Governor Abbott's 1,000-foot-long Rio Grande River barrier can stay in place for now. That's the ruling from a U.S. appeals court. The surf along the East Coast could get pretty turbulent next week as a result of Hurricane Lee way out there in the Atlantic. At this point, no serious impact on the eastern seaboard is expected. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 58 points, NASDAQ futures off 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bible.
Shared concern about China apparently strengthening ties between the U.S. and India and their respective leaders.
Joe Biden and Narendra Modi are putting in plenty of time cultivating their relationship. Less than 3 months after honoring Modi with a state visit, Biden will hold talks with the leader of the world's most populous nation in New Delhi on Friday, one day before India hosts the Group of 20 summit. There have been more than a dozen in-person or virtual engagements between the two leaders since 2021. Both are looking to tighten the U.S.-India partnership amid shared concerns about China and monumental challenges posed by climate change, global supply chain resilience, and other issues. I'm Charles Diladesma.
South Korea's president has met with his Indonesian counterpart, looking to deepen economic ties and defense cooperation. News and analysis, townhall.com. He won notoriety for praying on the athletic field and fought successfully for his right to do so. Now he has stepped down.
A high school football coach in Washington State who won his job back after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled he could pray on the field resigned Wednesday after just one game. Assistant Bremerton High School coach Joe Kennedy made the announcement on his website, citing several reasons, including that he needed to care for an ailing family member out of state. Kennedy's fight to get his job back quickly became a cultural touchstone, pitting the religious liberties of government employees against longstanding principles protecting students from religious coercion. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Gunfire erupted last night at a rap concert in Memphis. Police say one person, a man, is hospitalized in critical condition. There are no reports of anyone else injured. Police continue the hunt for the gunman. It happened at the FedEx Forum. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ailey. Bond was set at $1 million for the man accused of attacking and sexually assaulting a UW-Madison student. Brandon Thompson is charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation in connection to the early Sunday morning attack in downtown Madison. A criminal complaint states the victim suffered a traumatic brain injury. That's in addition to a broken jaw, missing teeth, and severe lacerations. 4 days after the attack, she remains hospitalized in a feeding tube, largely unable to communicate. Madison Assistant Police Chief Paige Valenta.
We will continue to work hard to ensure that Mr. Thompson is held fully accountable in a court of law for the heinous act that he perpetrated.
A Winnicotti man connected to a shooting incident in Winnicotti has died following a crash in West Bend. After 73-year-old Donald Lucero allegedly shot a man 4 times after a suspected road rage incident, he drove off. After Winnicotti police spotted a suspect vehicle from video taken near the shooting, they asked West Bend police to check an address for a person associated with the suspected shooter. Police arrived at the address to apprehend Lucero, but he again drove off, leading to a police pursuit. Once the suspect vehicle turned onto U.S. Highway 45, West Bend Police Lieutenant Brian McAndrews tells Fox 6 Milwaukee it crashed into a tree line.
When officers made contact at the vehicle, he was already deceased.
An autopsy will determine the cause of Lucero's death. Flags will fly at half-staff in Wisconsin Monday, Governor Evers announcing the order Thursday to honor the nearly 3,000 people who died in the September 11, 2001 attacks. The governor also declared Monday as a state day of service and remembrance. The declaration encourages Wisconsinites to give back to their communities to recognize the lives lost from the 9/11 attacks. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Proposed legislation would make it easier for retailers to offer E15 motor fuel. Republican Joan Baldwin chairs the Senate Agriculture and Tourism Committee.
It's something that has been in the works for the last couple of years. And another way that agriculture can provide our energy infrastructure.
Baldwin said Wisconsin has several successful ethanol plants, and if passed, the bill would provide funding and incentives to expand its availability. and slow down for kids and school buses as school gets back into session.
Cheryl Whitkey with Safe Communities Dane County says school zone speeds are set low for a reason.
We know based on unfortunate situations and data that children who are hit by cars that are traveling 40 miles an hour or more, 85% of those crashes are fatal to the child.
Whitkey says kids are learning new routines and ways to get to school safely, so they may not be paying the best attention to their surroundings. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, age 68, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully, surrounded by family on September 2nd at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his loving wife and best friend of 39 years, Lonnie Fisher, by four children, including Elisa Fisher and Callista Phillips, survived also by two special nieces, along with 10 grandchildren, and also by four siblings, Sue Heisler, Bill Tuna Fisher, by Mark Fisher, and by Chris Frailing. Survived also by his sister-in-law, and by his special pet, Eddie, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, September 16th, at the Mulrich Park in Fifield, with a sharing of memories at 3 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Kim Cleve Raymond Fisher, 68, Park Falls. Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her sleep on Tuesday, September 5th, surrounded by loved ones. Anna Mae is survived by her two children, Brad Johnson of Park Falls and Rick Johnson of Franklin. Survived also by five grandchildren, along with seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls on Saturday, September 30th at 11 a.m. Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 9 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Anna Mae Johnson, age 93, Park Falls. Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, of Prentice, passed away peacefully at home on September 1st. Lonnie is survived by his loving wife of over 60 years, Marge Dunbar. Survived also by his daughter, Tammy King, and by his sons, Tim Dunbar, Lonnie Dunbar, and Chris Dunbar. Survived also by his grandchildren, and also leaves behind his four great-grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held in his honor at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lonnie Dunbar, Sr., 79, Prentice. Lorraine A. Sarkin, 89, of the Brentwood Prentice area, was called home on Saturday, September 2nd. Lorraine is survived by her children, Russell Sarkin and Elizabeth Buxton. Survived also by her siblings, Norman Haskins, by Roy Haskins, Jean Haskins. Survived also by his sister-in-law, by his brother-in-law, and further survived by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A celebration of Christ and Lorraine's victory over death will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 15th at the Ogama Baptist Church in Ogama, with Pastor Rodney Price officiating. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lorraine A. Sarkin, 89. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan, crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and house recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend?
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder from this business.
Find all your convenience needs and more at Chuxtable Station in Prentice, Wisconsin. Family owned and operated for over a decade, Chuck and Susie got gas, along with ice, soda, snacks, and fresh-made sandwiches served Monday through Friday. Plus, they make pizzas to feed your hungry family. Fishermen, get your premium ethanol-free gas and stock up on live bait and fishing tackle. All inside Chuxtable Station, located at the crossroads of Highway 8 and County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin. And don't forget to stop in and get a little sass from Chuck, the good-looking fat guy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, while some patchy fog and cloud cover to start, gradually decreasing clouds into the afternoon with highs pushing up into the mid-60s. Lover wind staying light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to 43. Into your Saturday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower developing, lower 70s for high temperatures. Cooler once again on Sunday, still that chance for rain, we're back to 63. Monday, holding on to a chance for showers there, low 60s. Tuesday, slight chance for an early day shower, high of 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward team at area events, volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank, follow us on Facebook, or stop in for more information and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, opening night for the 2023 regular season, saw the defending Super Bowl champions stumble out of the gate.
An 8-yard touchdown run by running back David Montgomery and the extra point lifted the Detroit Lions to a 21-20 upset over the Kansas City Chiefs. A pleasing win for Lions coach Dan Campbell.
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces.
The Lions also ended Kansas City's streak of 8 straight season-opening wins. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw a pair of touchdown passes, but was without tight end Travis Kelce because of a knee injury. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
In tennis, Coco Gauff has reached her first U.S. Open final by defeating Karolina Muchova 6-4, 7-5. This is SRN Sports. Major League Baseball, Ronald Acuna Jr. boosts his MVP chances as the Atlanta Braves end their 3-game losing streak with an 8-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals.
Acuna has 34 home runs this season after going deep twice to back Max Fried, who's 7-1 after allowing 3 runs over 6 innings. Matt Olson slammed his Major League leading 47th home run for the Braves, who also received long balls from Travis d'Arnaud and Michael Harris II. Adam Wainwright was banged around in his final appearance in Atlanta, surrendering 6 runs and 8 hits over 5 2/3.
Correspondent Dave Ferry reporting. Other National League winners were the L.A. Dodgers and Arizona. In the American League, winners included Detroit, Seattle, and the L.A. Angels. In college basketball, a person familiar with the situation says LSU's women's coach Kim Mulkey has agreed to a 10-year contract worth about $32 million. This is SRN Sports.
The Detroit Lions spoiled Kansas City's banner celebration at Arrowhead last night, coming from behind to beat the Chiefs 21-20 in the NFL season opener. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jared Goff threw for 253 yards and a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, 226, 2 touchdowns and a pick 6. But Chiefs receivers had a number of drops in their 1-point loss. Packers have one more day of work today before heading to Chicago to open their season against the Bears on Sunday. Wideout Romeo Doubs returning to the practice field yesterday as a limited participant, but Christian Watson didn't practice for a second straight day. Veteran left tackle David Bakhtiari told reporters Thursday he does not need to practice and still be able to play against the Bears on Sunday.
Practice is important, but not everyone needs practice. That's about as clean as I can give it.
Bakhtiari missed his second straight practice this week. His last workout was August 30th. Safety Darnell Savage says the Packers defense is ready for Sunday's season opener, as well as the challenge of keeping Justin Fields in check.
We gotta do our job first. It's all trust. You know what I'm saying? We gotta trust those guys up front that they're gonna, you know, contain and do what they can to keep that guy in the pocket and manage how much he gets out. And in the back end, you know, when he does extend plays, we gotta make sure that we stick on our coverage and stay on our job as well. So it goes hand in hand. It just comes back to trust, really.
19th ranked football Badgers on their way to Pullman, Washington. They'll face Washington State Cougars on Saturday night. Badgers safety Hunter Waller on trying to counter Washington State's offensive attack.
They want to get the ball in the flats. They want to get the ball in space and make you tackle. And, you know, obviously they're going to try to exploit that. We struggled at that a little bit last week. So, yeah, they're going to get the ball out quick. And when they do drop back and take those deep shots, we have to be able to get home. We have to be able to get pressure and get under the quarterback a little bit.
Top-ranked Badger women's volleyball team blanking Arizona in 3 sets last night to improve to 6-0 on the season. They'll host Miami tonight. Brewers open a 3-game set in New York against the Yankees tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some local sports scores. Last night, the JV Butternut volleyball team took on Hurley, starting out the match. It was slowly losing. They lost the first set 25-18 and then picked it up from there and won the next 2 sets 25-15 and 15-12. Allie Luloff led the night on the Butternut JV volleyball with 5 kills, and Taylor Furtak led in assist. Anna Schleyer had an amazing serving night with 8 aces, and great performance by the young JV ladies. The varsity volleyball team had a tough time losing to Hurley. The first set, the midgets came out swinging and won 25-19, and they lost the attacking at the net and lost the second game 25-17 and 25-23. Jerzy Polanczyk led the Butternut volleyball team in kills with 14, and Kendra Pritzel came in with a solid 11. Ivy Popowski leading
the night for the Butternut volleyball varsity team in assist. The Midgets struggled to just kind of find their groove after the first set, and Hurley went on to the victory. The Midgets will face LCO at home on Monday with the JV starting at 5:45 and the varsity to follow. Lakeland defeating Rhinelander in girls volleyball yesterday. Lakeland winning over Rhinelander 25-19, 25-8, and 25-15. Tennis action from yesterday. It was Lakeland and Phillips clashing. Number one singles, Sarah Barton of Lakeland defeating Isabel Teeters of Phillips 6-love, 6-love. In number two singles, it was Nora Strasberg of Lakeland defeating Ariel Henney of Phillips 6-1 and 6-love. In the number three singles, it was Elsie Lamers of Lakeland defeating Caitlin Mathewson of Phillips 6-love and 6-1. Number four singles had Ellie Blaker of Lakeland defeating Amanda Angelo of Phillips 6-love, 6-love. In doubles, Lakeland number one team, Savannah Barton and Christina Omet, they defeated Rachel Fusak of Phillips and her partner, Brooke Stein, 6-3 and 6-1. In number two singles, Lakeland also gets the win there as Charlie Cleveland of Lakeland and Allie Timmerman of Lakeland defeated Ivy Schlub and Ariana Riley of Phillips, 6-3 and 6-1. And in number three doubles, Lakeland finishes the clean sweep on the meet as Lila Biller and Alyssa Erickson of Lakeland, they defeated Sage Stein and Kinley Fisher of Phillips 6-love and 6-2. So Phillips falls to Lakeland in that match by a count of 7-0. The Phillips football varsity team will be on the road at Luck tonight, 7 o'clock right here. We'll stream that at 98qcountry.com. Be sure to go to your Play Store on your phone and download the Civic Media app, and you'll be able to stream 98Q right from your phone anytime. And also we'll have the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer co-op team. They'll be at home tonight taking on Montello, 7 o'clock. That game over on 103.1 and 980 AM WPFP. Stick around later this morning, 9 o'clock. We've got our guy, Mike Clemens. All he does is cover the Packers every day. And he's going to talk and preview. Well, we'll look back at last night's Lions game. And then we'll preview the Bears and Packers live with our guy, Mike Clemens, at 9 o'clock this morning. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
When I was growing up, we didn't have playground equipment at the school made out of smooth, soft plastic. We'd chop foam and wood chips underneath it, surrounded by playground supervisors to encourage you to cooperate and participate in a positive manner so we could put gold stickers up on a calendar to improve your self-esteem and enhance your ego. What a crock of crap that was, huh? You know what we had, huh? Metal pipes on an asphalt parking lot. Painted with a lead-based paint. Remember that? And there was so much lead in it, you could peel it off with your fingernail and roll it into a ball and put it in your mouth and spit it at other kids like a bullet until your hair started falling out and your vision went bad. But other than that, it was a good time. We would climb to the top of those metal poles 15, 16 feet in the air. And we'd hang on rusty rings. And then we'd see another kid hanging from a rusty ring. And we'd swing back and we'd kick him. And we'd start swinging back and forth and we'd be kicking at each other till we met in the middle, wrapped their legs around and started hitting each other's hands with that ring. We looked like a bunch of howler monkeys on crack fighting up there.
Stouper's, the first name in frozen dinners, now introduces their new line of Bachelor Classics.
Bachelor Classics? That's for me. I like to eat.
Simple, that's the key. Simple, quick, and easy meals that every bachelor loves and can actually make themselves. Classics, like the plain uncooked hot dog, the fried bologna sandwich, peanut butter you eat with your finger.
I've had that.
The bowl of pudding, the big bag of chips, the handful of ham, the leftover cold pizza sitting out overnight.
Yeah.
Stouper's.
Bachelor's new Bachelor Classics. Frozen entrees that are ridiculously simple. They all take just 1 minute in the microwave. You can push the 1 minute button, right?
I think so.
Sure you can. Try them all.
All at once?
No, you idiot. Enjoy the variety as you attempt to feed yourself on your own. Try the new Bachelor Classics from Stoopers, because face it, you're helpless.
I like meat.
Aloha, Friday.
Does it feel good knowing it's Friday?
Hell yeah, pimp.
You're all excited?
I'm so excited! I'm so excited!
As Hank Jr. always says, are you ready for some football? Hell, I'm so starved for sports, I'm ready for some badminton.
Did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
It's showtime, everybody!
Hell right.
Yeah.
just got to see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Break my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop, everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by. Thanks.
Zimmerman there at 98Q Country at 744. It's Friday. It's Friday, and Austin is here. We're excited, Austin. It's Friday.
Simply thrilled.
Thanks for the enthusiasm. Appreciate it very much.
Oh, yeah. I know that anyone listening right now feels the same way I do.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day out there. Temperatures are going to be very acceptable.
What's your definition of acceptable?
For me, it's I like 70 to 75.
That's pretty good.
If I want to put on a, if I'm in the shade, long sleeve shirt optional in the shade, sunshine, short sleeve shirt. So I'm all right with that.
Yeah, that seems pretty nice.
Start getting down in, I'm even all right with 50s and 60s. I'm okay because that's sweatshirt weather. You can just whatever if you're outside. You know,
anything lower or higher than 75 is a bit much.
Anything mid-80s and up, I personally don't mind, but my wife, I just can't take it. She she does not like warm weather, my wife, so we don't do a whole lot when it gets really hot like that, but so I'd rather have cooler than warmer is what I'm trying to say.
That makes sense.
We've got, which is good up here, because that's like 361 days out of the year, typically. It's been a warmer summer. Oh, tomorrow, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is having their big fall container planting workshop. That's tomorrow. So veteran owner Dave and his whole staff there, Tanya and the folks, who are going to help you create a beautiful fall display. So if you're into that kind of thing, Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, that's going on tomorrow. Give them a call. Any questions you may have on that. And also, tomorrow is the big walk and run for folks we talked on Wednesday, the Color Run for Hope. It's being held at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations, the Northwoods Living Hope, which is currently open in Phillips. It's a safe place for people to go when they're in need. And for women and children and others. So it's one of the places. And also, they are opening up a brand new facility that we talked with Pastor Jason and Pastor Larry about this past weekend. And they're working on another new facility to help those with alcohol and drug abuse addictions. So this Saturday, it's a fundraiser for that event, and it's going to be a fun day. They'll spray you down with, you just come with a maybe an old shirt, they'll spray you down with all kinds of fun color stuff for the Color Run Walk. You can show up at 9 a.m. And register, or you can go to northwoodslivinghope.com, or the brand new facility that they're working on is hishouseofhopephillips.org, hishouseofhopephillips.org. So that's going on tomorrow down at Elk Lake Park and Phillips. Any questions or you'd like to help or donate to this facility, call Pastor Jason 715-305-4531, 305-4531.
Sounds like that's going to be a fun time.
It should be. It's going to be a great facility once they get it going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we did this the other day, and we're going to do segment two of Who's the Bigger Nut Job? That's right. Somehow the Price is Right theme song doesn't seem right for this segment, but it's a game show, and we got a game show feel to it.
That works.
Who's the bigger nut job? Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, when his father, Kim Jong-il, passed away back in 2007. Kim Jong-un, his son, made it mandatory in the country of North Korea for people to mourn. In fact, he ordered those who were caught blowing off remembrance services for Kim Jong-il be sent to labor camps for up to 6 months. The third Kim to hold power in North Korea, he reportedly had plastic surgery at age 27 to look more like his grandfather who co-founded the Republic. All right, so there you go. Sounds like a good situation. All right, who's the bigger nut job, him or Vladimir Putin? In 2013, Vladimir Putin announced that he was not divorcing his wife of almost 30 years. It came as a surprise to many because few knew that he was even married to this lady. Only the Russian elite and the Western journalist knew anything about this union. Putin and his wife have been photographed together, but few knew who she was.
there were rumors about Vladimir Putin and this lady, but one of them, some said that she had been forced into a convent, although others claimed that she had been drugged or killed, but she did reappear. Either way, Putin's marriage with her is unlike any other, to say the least. I got three more pages I could read about that, but unlike. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for you to decide who is the bigger nut job. That's it. That's it. We have more. Not now, but we'll do it
sometime
another.
Sometime we have more.
Randomly. Mike Clemens will join us at 9 o'clock this morning to talk all things Packers. He does. That's his job. He goes to the practices and all that stuff, and he'll tell us. The biggest question is the two wide receivers who had some injury issues. What are they going to be like this Sunday? So we'll talk with Mike Clemens coming up after 9 o'clock here this morning. We've got some other events going on around the area that we'll tell you about here this morning. The Honor Flight Breakfast out at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill. That's Sunday, 8 a.m. to noon. If you want to go on out there, $10 a plate. Some good food going on out there. And Monday, if your ventures take you on County Highway D, they're going to be closing portions of that northwest of Strabler Road. They're replacing the old culverts. Those culverts always cause problems, don't they?
They do.
For some reason, they like to wash out under roads or become at least compromised anyway.
Because to be fair, on Wisconsin roads, what doesn't cause problems?
Yeah, and it's not so much our summer, it's our winter, I think, that causes the problems. Mm-hmm. That deep, deep freeze.
The winters are just brutal.
The heaving of the roads and all that stuff and all that really fun stuff. So
yeah,
our highway crews around here do a great job, and I hats off. I'm going to give a big, I got to get my other sound effect panel. We want to give a big, there we go. Our, yeah! It was delayed. Yeah. The highway department for Highway E, because that thing is just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The highway department does do a really good job considering the circumstances.
Yeah, 4 or 5 miles out on E, it's just, oh my gosh. I want to grab my, if I was 25 again, I'd grab my rollerblades and I'd take my dog and put it on a leash and we'd be flying down that baby. Just got to watch out for a couple of those manhole covers. Might cause a little bit of a problem.
Say that. Something tells me Billy couldn't really do that.
A little bit of a problem. But hats off to our local crew keeping our highways clear. And that E was not. I just looked at, I passed through there a couple of times as they were working on it. And I just thought to myself, this can't be a fun project. It just, they're on a hill. There's a lot going on with the ditches and the I'm thinking, this has got to be just a nightmare. I'm thinking it's probably not one of the more fun projects that they've done.
Good for them for getting it done as fast as they did, though.
Yes, very much in need. A lot of people use that roadway when they head out of town, out going west and stuff. So hats off to our local highway department. We've got 7:52. We are going to do a shopping show this morning. You and Big G, did you know that? Have you prepared yourself emotionally, psychologically?
I have not. I'm going to need a moment. In fact, you know, I think I might just go home for a bit.
Take a nap.
Yeah, take a quick nap.
All right. So that'll be later on Shopping Show Savings after 9 o'clock.
From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, we know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com today to create your State Farm Personal Price Plan. Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
It can be stressful when unexpected expenses come up, but Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. No interest, late fees, or credit check. Join the millions of people who have downloaded Dave and get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. Download the Dave app right now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights. and super soft premium non-slip carpet by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Join in. There's still time to walk or run this Saturday, September 9th, in the Color Run for Hope at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations. Northwoods Living Hope, a safe place right here in Phillips, Wisconsin, for women and children in need. And His House of Hope for men overcoming addiction. Pre-register today at northwoodslivinghope.com or hishouseofhopephillips.org. Or show up at 9 a.m. for registration, and race starts at 10 a.m. from Elk Lake Park in Phillips this Saturday. Donations are welcome and greatly appreciated by both organizations, helping to bring hope for men, women, and children in need in northern Wisconsin. For more info, contact Tammy at 715-305-4531 to race or donate. Join in. There's still time to walk or run this Saturday, September 9th, in the Color Run for Hope at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, supporting two great community organizations. Northwoods Living Hope, a safe place right here in Phillips, Wisconsin, for women and children in need. And His House of Hope for men overcoming addiction. Pre-register today at northwoodslivinghope.com or hishouseofhopephillips.org. Or show up at 9 a.m. for registration, and race starts at 10 a.m. from Elk Lake Park in Phillips this Saturday. Donations are welcome and greatly appreciated by both organizations, helping to bring hope for men, women, and children in need in northern Wisconsin. For more info, contact Tammy at 715-305-4531 to race or donate.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, while some patchy fog and cloud cover to start, gradually decreasing clouds into the afternoon with highs pushing up into the mid-60s. However, wind staying light and variable. For tonight, partly cloudy, dropping back to 43. Into your Saturday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower developing, lower 70s for high temperatures. Cooler once again on Sunday, still that chance for rain, we're back to 63. Monday, holding on to a chance for showers there, low 60s. Tuesday, slight chance for an early day shower, high of 60. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Ah, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah,
98Q Country.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line.